Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and I've been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. You can find more tips, strategies, and downloads by going to my website at theroofershow.com. Today, I've got another great interview, but before I introduce my guest, I want to give you a little backstory. Last week on episode 15, with Leslie Shiner, we talked about job costing and how critical it is to your bottom line. If you haven't listened to that, you might want to go back and check it out. But as we all know, the big variable to the whole deal is controlling our labor costs. And the key to that is getting timely and accurate information from the field so we know exactly where we are at any given point and we can pivot as we need to bring that job in on target and on budget. So to follow up on that, I reached out to one of my LinkedIn connections. And a little more on that in a minute, but I wanted to bring him on to see what he has to help get those timely and accurate labor costs in our hands before we find out 2 weeks later that the job went south. So today I've got Dean Logan with LaborSync with us, and he's got an interesting story to tell. Like most of us, Dean's family roofing business was struggling through the recession. They're just trying to find ways to cut their costs. He really started digging into his number one cost, and we all know that's labor. From that deep dive, he discovered all kinds of things that I know we can all relate to. Like, how is it that every day his crews all started out at exactly the same time? Every day. It's amazing. And the drive time, it just didn't add up. Were they stopping off for coffee and donuts? Nah, couldn't be. And what was up with those material runs? How long did those take? So like every great business idea, Dean had a big problem and set out to find a solution to that pain. And that solution was an app. And this was before there were apps or an app store. He partnered up with an IT guy and developed a way to clock the time in and out from the job site. And then by attaching it to a GPS, he was able to see when they actually got to the job and how much driving time they had and, you know, any time the truck left to make a material run. So Dean tells me that in the first year using this program, his company saved over $100,000 in labor costs. And that's not chump change. So in 2011, Dean got out of the roofing business and started LaborSync, where he shared his program with the public. Sounds like my kids. They had planned to come into the roofing business with me, but they beelined it down to Silicon Valley and are designing their own software. Whatever, as they would say. And speaking of software, I mentioned LinkedIn, and I hope everyone will stay till the end, where I'm going to give a couple of quick tips on why every contractor should be on LinkedIn. And how to quickly set up a professional profile that is going to add to your bottom line. And it's just not for people that are looking for a new job now. So you'll want to stick around for that. So let's jump into the interview with Dean Logan. Hey, Dean, thanks for coming on to the show today. I really appreciate it.
Anytime, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Hey, before we jump into our conversation, I know you are a roofing contractor. So can you give me the story on what that was about? Give me a little of your background.
I was involved in my family's roofing business for about 20 plus years, maybe 23 years. And we had definitely seen our share of slow times. And lastly, in the most recent downturn, we really had to look at our company and figure out ways where we could really cut costs. Aside from insurance, labor was our most expensive variable. And we looked at ways that we currently control that labor, and using paper timesheets was our current method. And we started to dig deeper and realized that we were definitely losing time. All the timesheets had the same time for all the same employees for months and months and months and years. And we realized that just even 15 minutes a day we had to be losing just in simple mistakes. 7:05, but getting logged at 7 o'clock. 3:20, but getting logged at 3:30. That overpaid time for us calculated to $105,000 for a year. So we immediately realized that we needed to figure out a way to better track and more accurately track our labor hours. And that's that was a big thing that we needed to do in order to cut costs and make it through another recession.
You came up with you had a problem there. What did you do to come up with a solution for that?
So at the time, we had a young guy that was handling our infrastructure in our roofing business, and we were sitting around talking, and we had, you know, stumbled across this idea of tracking our workforce, some type of digital product, and he immediately thought of a few different ideas. This is prior to iPhone coming out, so we really didn't have a platform per se, so we were going to actually build our own mobile time clock. And we toyed around with some biometric devices that he had built, and by the time we went through this initial phase, iPhone came out and they announced an app store, and we really had a platform to build on. So at that point, we started to build our first version. We tested it within our roofing business. Essentially, what we did is we built a mobile application that gave employees the ability to clock in and clock out from a smartphone or any smart device for that matter. And we've built it up since then.
What kind of problems did you have in developing that, bringing it to from the beginning, getting it up to a point where you were actually able to use this and offer it to other contractors?
So in the beginning, it was more of a flow that the workforce could follow, that they could understand, that they could remember to do. We had to make sure that the interface was extremely intuitive and just very simple to use. We were combating a non-English speaking workforce. Most people understood bits of English, but really didn't, you know, get it completely. So we really had to make sure that the interface was extremely intuitive. So if they didn't understand it, they still understood that green meant start and red meant stop. So the fact that they couldn't read clock in or clock out, they understood what to do. Since then, we've had several different versions and are now, you know, language independent. We're available in 15 different languages, and we've combated, you know, that obstacle by just making it available in everybody's native language.
Here I am, a contractor. Right now, I'm using paper time cards. You know, they seem to fall between the seats. I get them occasionally, and you're right about the fact that they all start at 7 o'clock, and that's probably starting at 7:11 before they get up under the roof. But what's in it for me if I was interested in switching to electronic time cards? What can I expect, and how am I going to pay for this, and what kind of money am I going to save, and what's that going to do for me?
So immediately switching over to digital, there's savings right off the bat. You're going to pay for the service. After your free trial and free training, you'll pay $10 a month per employee on the system, and that's per active employee. So if there's 10 people in your company and all 10 people are using it, it would be $100 for the month. If it's a slow time and 3 people are using it because it's winter and you don't have enough work and you only have 3 people using it, your bill would be $30 per month. It's a very simple billing process, a very fair billing process, so it scales with you. The savings from accurately tracking your time, you make that money back, that monthly investment you make back in the first couple of days by accurately gathering this time. At the same time, you have for the first time, an accurate picture in real time of your labor hours out on every single job. So you can now have a very clear picture of what a job costs you on the labor side of it. In real time, you can react to it in real time rather than realize that you didn't make any money because you were double your labor, but you realized it 3 months after the job was done, after you put all your paperwork together. This you can react in real time. At the same time, the payroll process now has become much simpler. You're gathering time in real time, so your bookkeeper has this information, has the hours of all the employees coming to that person in real time. So when it comes to time to cut that check, the hours are there. There's no gathering of timesheets. There's no waiting for somebody to get the information. It's a simple click of a button. Integrates directly with QuickBooks. So if you do your payroll out of QuickBooks, it's a couple clicks of a button and payroll's done.
Well, going back to the job costing and the controls on the job. That's going to be huge if you can get real-time actuals versus budget. At the time when the job's starting to go over, there's something you could do about it. But as you say, by the time the time cards, you know, the paper time cards, we get those turned in, but he messes with it, corrects it. By that time, the job's over, and there's nothing we can do about it.
That's true. And the time savings, not only knowing that you have a problem or the things are going smooth, just having that insight, but the time savings on the back end of the processing of that paperwork is cut in half. So you're saving time and money on actual paid wages, but you're saving also on the lack of work that's necessary on the back end just to produce payroll.
And you said for your company, you saved about $100,000 in the first year. Is that right?
To be exact, it was $103,000.
Yeah. I mean, all you got to do is add up the numbers. Let's say 15 minutes a day times the number of employees at your loaded burden rate, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Now tell me, how does this GPS tie into it? You said it's also got GPS control?
Yeah, so when an employee opens up the app, which is a free download for the employee, when they open up the app for the first time and clock in to designate that they started their day at a specific job, that's when the GPS kicks in. You get a real-time GPS timestamp of their time and location. From that point on, you have real-time tracking of that employee, so you know where all of your employees are, all in real time. So you can pull up your dashboard and see on a map where every single one of your employees are, and they're all moving in real time. So you can see them driving versus, you know, static, where they're just on a job site and there. But you'll see them all in real time, which is helpful, again, with dispatching as well. If you have a problem, you can see where your closest employee is so that you can respond quickly.
If you're able to break out the drive time, you're able to use a different comp rate on that. So that's got to be a huge savings also. You can see how long he was actually driving versus how long he was on the roof.
Absolutely. You have the ability to customize any report. It's about 250,000 available reports. Basically, anything that you would want out of the system, you can get through our customized report tab. You can separate your drive time from your working time, so you can see this past year how many hours your employees drove versus worked, and then pay different comp rate for driving versus working on a roof. And
right,
tremendous savings there as well.
Right, right. What kind of problems do you hear coming from the field? I have to think that you're going to have a little pushback, a little resistance from some of the guys, particularly maybe some of the old-timers that are just reluctant to get involved with this. Have you seen any of that?
When we launch our product and we do our implementation, we usually find that everything is successful. Where there is not success, it usually stems from employee pushback. And that's usually, like you said, an old-timer, somebody that's been with the company for 20-plus years and says, well, you don't trust me, I'm not using this. The perception is it's Big Brother, you're spying on me. You know, when in fact it really is just a tool that makes the office more productive and makes the employee's job easier. You know, rather than writing on a timesheet at the end of the week what we did this week, to be able to log your time and keep track of notes and things that you did all from your smart device, it makes your life easier as the employee as well. But the pushback has been the reason why a company won't be successful with digital timekeeping.
Well, I think it's just got to be what's in it for them, and you've got to explain that clearly, because you come to Friday, and you can be assured that there's going to be a line out the door with guys that think they have problems with their pay. I have to think that this could really eliminate a lot of it, because they're getting daily reports, and from what I understand, they could go home and check out the number of hours they're getting. So by the time the end of the week comes around, or when payroll comes around, they know exactly what they've got because they can look at it on their phone.
Absolutely. We take the stance. We are a neutral party. We are just as much for the employer as we are the employee. So the employee's interface, they have the ability to, you know, not only change and put it in their language, the interface, but they have the ability to see everything that they've ever done. So they can track their hours that they're working today, or what they did yesterday, last week, last month, last year, since the day they've been on the system. So they have the ability to know and to make sure that they're getting paid for the hours that they work. And also, you know, it shows the employer that the employee is doing a great job, is working hard, is a valued employee, which only helps that employee within the company.
Now, how does it work as far as repairs? Are we able to, we're going from job to job. Tell me how that's going to help me, or how do we set that up?
So as part of the implementation process, we can run through with the employees how to use it. It is a very simple process. If you want to, for example, utilize it for a service crew to track job to job and their driving and how much time they spend on each job, so that helps with your invoicing, the interface is very simple. There's four buttons on the screen. There is a clock in button that initiates, obviously, the start of the day. And then there's a start travel button, a start job button, and a clock out. The start travel and the start job button would be used for the granular tracking of time for a service crew. So selecting the job that you're working on, clock in, your starting time on that job. When you're done with that job and you're going to head to your next service job, you choose from the drop-down of the job menu, select the job that you're going to, hit start travel. What that does is that tells the office that I am done on that first job and I'm driving to my next job. When you get to that next job, open up the application, hit start job. You've now initiated that you're done traveling. You've started this job and you'll work there for the next couple of hours or whatever it is. And you can repeat that start travel, start job process until you're done. And that's your last call. You can hit clock out. You're done for the day. The reporting that the office would see, they would see that granular clock in, start travel, start job. They would see how much time you spend on each job, how much time was spent driving between, and it really helps for billing, for many things.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as far as being able to turn your bills out, particularly on all these little repairs. That's got to be huge.
Yeah, we find that it's great for justifying an invoice. It's very easy to send out an invoice for $1,800 and for the person to say, you guys are only there for an hour. How could you charge me $1,800? You can pull up your reporting suite, and because of our GPS, you can prove to that customer that two people were there for 2.5 hours, and here it is. Whether you send it with your invoice, the reporting, because you can isolate it so nobody sees anybody else's information, you can just print out the report for that customer, or you can use it just to verify it when there is a question about a bill.
Right.
That's great. Great proof.
When we're setting up all these repair jobs now, would it be done from the office where we've got, you're going first to Mrs. Jones, then there's Mrs. Smith, and you've got job numbers assigned where that is already set up in their phone? Is that how it works?
So currently right now, we don't have a scheduling interface. In 3.0, there will be scheduling where you can actually have a preset schedule for the employee. They would receive that I need to go to number one, number two, number three, number four location throughout the course of the day. Right now, that would just be done manually. You know, they would choose from a job that they know they need to go to. They choose that job from the drop down and they clock in on that job. And wherever the office has told them they go next, they would choose that next job. In our scheduling component that will be out in version 3, which will be later this year, we'll have the ability to actually have a preset schedule for that employee as well.
That would be great. Otherwise, they're entering in, the individual repairman is entering in the job numbers and the job names, for instance?
They're choosing from a drop-down menu, so they don't have to enter it in. As long as it's put in on the office side, that job exists. And because our system is real-time, it doesn't matter where anybody is. When a job is entered into the system and the job is entered in North Carolina and the person is working in Japan, they get it instantaneously. It shows up. And same thing from the mobile side. If something happens on the phone, doesn't matter where it is in the world, the office sees it instantly.
I got it. So that, yeah, that's the question that I had. With the scheduling also coming out with a 3.2, I can see where that could be huge. That's going to be a huge help.
A very big help.
Yeah.
And a lot of these new features come from our customer base. You know, they ask for specific features, or it would be nice if it did this. And these are the things that we do. I mean, we listen to our customers and we help build out our product. It makes us a better company and a better product.
Sure. Well, that's great. How are these contractors actually using it? So they're up on the roof. Are they having the foreman do all the time entries or individually? It would seem to me that the way that we did it on our paper time cards that never worked out so well would be the foreman would do the time each day and then we'd get the sign off from each of the guys. How do you see your customers doing it?
It's a really a good split. We have the ability to do it either way. So there's several different ways you can track time. If everybody has a phone or device, everybody can open up their app when they start their day and they can take care of tracking their own time. If you want to have a crew permission, you can have your crew leader or your foreman in charge and responsible. He can have his assigned crew that he can clock in and clock out throughout the day. So he's responsible as one person. Or you can have on a job site, maybe a job trailer where there's an iPad attached to it and everybody comes in and utilizes it like that. So they share one main device to clock in and out of their time. So there's a few different ways that they can gather time.
What about overtime now? Does it do overtime automatically?
So again, another 3.0 feature that was requested was to definitely pull out overtime and deal with overtime. And that'll be coming in 3.0.
With everybody getting hacked now, I've got a lot of questions about how secure all my data is. What can you tell me about that?
So we are on a Google platform. So the Google security model is an end-to-end process that any applications that are built on this platform take advantage of the same security model. So they have 750 plus people that are responsible for security. And as far as secure platforms, Google is number one, more so than Amazon's platform or any other of the larger platforms that are out there. So we are able to piggyback one of the most secure companies out there. So your data is secure.
Got it. And you said also it integrates into QuickBooks and some other accounting software programs?
So currently QuickBooks, with our release of 3.0, later on this year, we'll integrate with Sage 100 and Sage 300, and then we'll continue to build out some other useful integrations as well, mostly with accounting softwares and CRMs.
And that's got to also help out on the time, and which means money to us, right?
Absolutely. There's a tremendous time savings there with the integrations.
And I understand you're using it in other industries, not just roofing. How do those applications work for some of the other industries that are using it?
Yes, surprisingly, coming from roofing, I initially assumed that this was a great product for roofing, but really what we found out was it's really a great product for any company that has a mobile workforce. We have companies in all industries throughout the world that are tracking a mobile crew in the construction industry, plumbers, HVAC, roofers, et cetera. We have transportation where we're tracking trucks and their idle time versus driving time and things like that, all the way down to marketing consultants that are tracking their billable hours for their customers. So you can have a person that's responsible for developing marketing pieces for companies that have to justify their billing, and it's a great way for them to digitally track their hours and invoice customers properly.
Well, Dean, that sounds like some great information and a great program, something that I certainly could have used when I was contracting. Those paper time cards, I could see all kinds of problems. They're either down, you know, dropping them behind the seat. Like I say, starting off at the 7-Eleven, you've got no controls over that. So I think that's a great program. What can you tell us more about your company and how we can get hold of you?
So the easiest way to get hold of us, you can call our toll-free line, 877-411-5666, or feel free to email us at support@laborsync.com or sales@laborsync.com. The easiest way to get started, if it's something that interests you, is to go on our website at laborsync.com, sign up for a free trial, click the button for free training, and the only thing it costs you is a little bit of time. Somebody will show you how to use the system, set it up for you, train your employees, train your staff, and get you going.
All right. Well, that's some great information, Dean. I really appreciate you coming on the show today. And you take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Hey, guys. Thanks for sticking around. I really appreciate it. And I hope you got value out of that episode. As I mentioned, I want to talk about LinkedIn and why every contractor, every salesman, admin should all be on LinkedIn and have a professional LinkedIn profile. It's not just for guys looking for jobs, like a lot of people think. However, if you're looking for a job down the road, it's only going to help you to build this up and build it up over time. It's like an extension of your business card. People want to know more about you. By putting a good LinkedIn profile, putting links to your profile on your card, on your correspondence, if you're trying to do business with somebody, they're going to want to know more about you and get in a little deeper on who they're dealing with. And that's what LinkedIn is all about. That's how to use it. One way we used it was before we went out to a prospect's home or place of business, we would always send out a pre-appointment email. And on that email, we'd have information about the company and do some pre-sell. Also, we would have the salesman's photo on there and a link to their LinkedIn profile. So that way, before they even came out there, they had a chance to get to know who they were going to be dealing with. And you're just far ahead of the game that way. It's like a business card, but you're going much deeper. So to keep it short and sweet, I'm just going to go down a couple of items. Number one, you want to write this profile in the manner just like an about page on your website. It's not about you. It's what's in it for your prospect, your customer, whoever you're going to be dealing with. So write it with that in mind. Number two, a good photograph. Get a professional photo done. It's not like Facebook where you get some goofy photo on there. You want to have a good professional looking photo. Next is your contact information. You want your email address, link back to your company website, a phone number, how they can reach you. Make it simple to get hold of you. That's it for today's show. If you want to get a copy of my one-page business plan where you can create a professional business plan in just a few hours, go to theroofershow.com where you can download it for free. Simply answer the questions, fill in the PDF, and print. Short and sweet. And as always, thanks for listening. I really appreciate it, and we'll see you next week on The Roofer Show.